I went to a wedding today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I went to a wedding today. It was a very lovely wedding. It was a wedding that was just spectacular. Now, I'm going to tell you how I saw this wedding. Oh, it may not have demonstrated all of these things that I saw, but this is how I saw it. The service took place at 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning yesterday. Today, in fact. It was a lovely, lovely service. A super lovely service. And I walked into this tremendous church. The church has four worship services every week, and one on Saturday morning, and it has many other services, and thousands of people attend the church and are active in the church activities. It's just a tremendous church activity. Well, I prepared for this wonderful wedding of friends of mine, and I thought, how glorious, how wonderful, how beautiful. And as I walked into the church, I was told to go to the fireplace room, the fireside room. And this was just off of the main entryway to the offices. And so I went to the fireside room, and there was a gigantic fireside standing from floor to ceiling. And the large fireplace area where the wood-burning or gas-burning logs were, it was just glorious to look at, beautifully, finely tuned. And a series of arched windows were on the other side of the room, drawing in the morning sunlight, making the room a beautiful, brilliant, sparkling room. And the chairs were a mauve color and beautifully placed all around the room and in a beautiful arc. And there was an opening between the chairs so that the bridal couple could come walking through in the bridal march. And as I was in the room preparing for the wedding service, the music began to play. And the groom and the best man assumed a place up in front with the minister of the church. And they waited for the bride to enter. The bride came in with her father, resplendent in her lovely white gown, so brilliant and so beautiful and so ideal for her perfect figure. She had a short crinoline veil hanging off the back of her head, beautiful, just offsetting her lovely dark hair. And the smile that she bore was radiant, the expectant smile of a beautiful woman ready to say yes, that she would share life's path with someone very close and special to her. And as she was preparing to walk in, the music played, and she and her father came walking down the aisle. They walked in the normal wedding march walk, and here comes the bride. And all of the visitors, all of the family from both sides stood up and honored by the groom and the bride. They honored the bride as she walked in with her dad. And the bride went up front, and the minister said, "Who gives this woman away?" And her father said, "I do." And with that, he sat down. And then, before anything else could happen, there were no flowers in the church. There was nothing to distract from the beautiful bride and the beautiful groom preparing to commit themselves to a relationship of oneness. The children from her side of the family, little babies of her sisters and her brothers and her other family members, cousins and various people, all gathered up in one accord. They were between the ages of 2 and 16 and 15, and they came to the front. And the two older children, who were 15 and 16, they laid down on the floor. And circling them in a lovely circle were all of the little children from 2 to 4 or 5 years of age. And they walked around these two young men lying there, who were the sons of the bride. They were ready to give their mother away in marriage too. And so they laid there in the center of all these children to honor their mother. And all of the little children had brilliant smiles on their faces. They wore brilliant, lovely clothing. They were just so quiet and so beautifully programmed to enjoy themselves and like themselves that their radiance just shone over the entire wedding ceremony. And as this beautiful human floral patch stood before the bridal couple and the minister, the minister read the rites of the church and the marriage vows and the things that were important. And the couple looked at each other, and they didn't hear one word that the minister said. Their eyes were lovingly embracing each other. They had each other so respectfully, so honorably in each other's heart that they could not hear a word that was said. And from the glow of the little children in front of them, sparkling joy and peace and harmony, sparkling integrity into all of the ceremony, they were just in heaven. If someone were to measure the distance between the ground and the bottoms of their feet, they might be quite surprised. But this couple was radiant and glorious, and they were already married because they had chosen to become a man and wife, because they had chosen to live their lives together in a harmonious, joyful way, to live it for whatever term they chose, into the eternity of eternities. And the minister completed his preparation, his marriage talk to them, and he said to them, "Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? Do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?" And each said, "I do," strongly, firmly, powerfully, resolutely. And then the minister said, "I now pronounce you man and wife." And the groom kissed his bride with a gentle kiss of love and respect and honor. And the bride returned the kiss. And they came back for more, for a second lovely kiss. And after they were done, they turned and they walked to the entrance of the beautiful fireside room. And all of their family and all of their friends joined them and came to hug them and wish them well and bless them. And as the bride and groom were preparing to leave, the bride took her bouquet and she tossed it, and it was caught by one of the crowd. Beautiful, happy, content. Now the only flowers in that church were the ones the bride carried and the ones that all the little children had in their hearts. And the flowers that the little children had in their hearts were so glorious and so eternal that as the bride and groom relive their beautiful marriage day, these children that were their own relatives, that were their own family, will be that glorious flower in their world, more beautiful than any flower from any garden even more beautiful than the lovely roses that the bride carried in her arms. On each table at the reception were a tier of beautiful green grapes and lovely white roses, all made by the bride beforehand. Lovely, beautiful, glorious. And perhaps another reflection of it. All these children, when they came to the reception, they went to a table that was made for children to play. And the table was loaded with little games and quiet games that the children might play with their Lego blocks and other items. And they sat there and they busied themselves with that so quietly and so respectfully and so lovingly. It was a time of eternal remembrance. It was a time of joining together of two hearts who were ready to share their lives together. Not because they had to, not because they needed each other, but because they felt a perfect harmony between them, a perfect sense of oneness, a perfect sense of joy in each other's presence. Truly, they will live their lives in this wonderful, glorious way. They are blessed, not because they got married or they didn't get married. They got blessed, they are blessed, because they turned their heart to unconditionally loving themselves and unconditionally loving each other. Such a beautiful, such a marvelous, such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen at every marriage. But at this marriage, it was a time where two hearts did not possess each other, did not live till life do us part, but throughout life eternally, they live in this joy, in this beautiful experience of all goodness. They are married in truth and in spirit, and they are married forever and ever in the love of the unconditional love that they share with each other. Beautiful wedding ceremony. And I was so honored to be present for that. For it is the show of the magic that goes on within each one of us when we're ready to tell each other how much we love each other. Are you ready to marry the world? Unconditionally love yourself and unconditionally love the world, and you will have a marriage indeed made in heaven and eternally experienced in heaven. No possession, just a sharing and a loving and a delight in each other's awareness. So to this young couple I say, I bless you, and I see your life filled with unconditional love eternally. I love you. I love you. I love you.